The Buffalo Bills season begins on Sunday, and with that, it's the start of another season of Beyond the Playbook on WBFO. With us, football analyst Matt Sabuda. Good morning, and welcome back to another season.
Good morning, Jay. Always great to be back.
Absolutely, and of course, it's great to be thinking about an opener. And this one, for so many reasons, so highly anticipated. So what are you expecting Sunday against the Indianapolis Colts?
It's that time of year again in Buffalo when the hopes are limitless. The weather should be great. Stadium, I think, should be really electric, and the expectations this year are as high as they've been in a long, long time. Definitely going to be one of those Bills seasons where fans are just about beating down the doors to get into their seats for the opener, and I think that's going to be reflected in Sunday's atmosphere. It's been quite a while since the last time the Bills hosted their old AFC East rivals, the Colts, to open their season. Last time they did, they had a dominant 26-10 win over the Colts, but that was way back in 1990 when the Bills were loaded with future Hall of Famers and the Colts, not so much. So the Bills hold the all-time winning record against the Colts, but recent years have not been all that kind to them, as the Colts are 7-1 against the Bills in the last 15 years, but they did have the benefit of having quarterbacks named Manning and Luck, and the Bills did not.
Now, that, of course, is somewhat historical. Always nice to get that aspect of things in. But what about this particular game? When you look at each side of the field, how does it work out
sure
for the Bills?
Yeah, I think the man who holds the keys to the playoff kingdom for the Bills this year appears to be Tyrod Taylor. And you look no further than across the field to budding superstar Andrew Luck, and you'll see how important a great quarterback is to a team. But the way the Bills are built around what should be a strong running game led by LeSean McCoy and playmakers at the receiver position that really might have the ability to turn a lot of short passes into long games like Sammy Watkins and Percy Harvin, Taylor just needs to be average and avoid those killer turnovers. It's going to be a redundant theme this year as Bills fans, I think, hold their breath and wait and see if they've finally gotten lucky at quarterback in finding that proverbial diamond in the rough in Taylor.
Colts have Luck. The Bills are looking to get lucky. All right, so beyond the quarterback, what are the aspects of the game that may play in the Bills' favor?
Actually, a lot plays in the Bills' favor this week. The Colts don't have the strongest run game, and their defense, specifically their defensive line, may still be one of the weaker units in the league. They made some changes in the offseason. They're definitely hoping for some improvement, but I wouldn't count on it. If McCoy is healthy, then I think if he demonstrates that big playability that we know he's capable of, there's going to be a potential for a very exciting debut for the dynamic running back.
You mentioned the Colts defense, but what about the Bills defense? This has been the talk around here for sure during the offseason. What do you expect from the Bills defense?
Yeah, the expectations that they're going to be one of the best in the league. And that hopeful game plan that I just discussed on offense, I think really depends on whether or not the Bills defense is as good as advertised against one of the better quarterbacks in the league. The Bills offense isn't likely to win a shootout with the Colts. I think the Bills defense is going to have to make plays, and hopefully they can make them early, and particularly with the stadium atmosphere, I'd expect it'd be great to get some early exciting plays in so the defense can give fans more motivation to lend an assist with that vocal backing. As anyone who's been to the stadium knows, when the Bills are on a roll, that can be one of the most difficult and loudest places to play in the NFL.
Matt Sabuda going beyond the playbook in preview of Sunday's home opener against the Indianapolis Colts. We'll be talking to you on Monday. Thanks, Matt.
Looking forward to it, Jay.